The Truth News Network. When the media spread their web of lies, you need a guide to walk you through the labyrinth. His name is Newman. Dan Newman.
OMG. I love saying that. Oh my God, what is happening again? Russia, Russia, Russia. It's all happening over again. Hello everyone, I'm Dan Newman. Welcome to Truth News Network. Intelligence officials have warned members of Congress that Russia is interfering in the 2020 election campaign to help President Trump get reelected. That's according to three officials familiar with the closed-door briefing of members of Congress. Those officials, who asked for anonymity to discuss sensitive intelligence, said on Thursday of last week that the briefing focused on Russia's efforts to influence the 2020 election and sow discord in the American electorate. The intelligence warning was first reported by the New York Times and then the Washington Post. Go figure. The twins of American media disinformation, the New York Times and the Washington Post. This is crazy. We're doing the same thing that we did with the 2016 election. Russia interfering. Well, let's get further into this. A senior administration official told the Associated Press that the news infuriated President Trump, who complained that Democrats would use the information against him. And here's where we get into the New York Times and Washington Post mantra. They said this: throughout his presidency, Trump has dismissed the intelligence community's assessment of Russia's 2016 election interference as a conspiracy to undermine his victory. Do you think President Trump trusts members of the intelligence community who were guilty for that witch hunt, the Mueller investigation, $30 to $40 million of Americans' hard-earned tax dollars, and then, of course, the trauma that he went through in impeachment? Why would he trust that intelligence assessment about Russia? Well, anyway, the official spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe that private meeting. Of course, it's always anonymous. Let me give you a hint. I would bet good money that that official that leaked to the Post and the Times, member of Congress in the intelligence community, Adam Schiff. I swear, he could be the only one that was in a meeting that has a history of leaking those intelligence meetings. A day after the February 13 briefing of that House committee, President Trump berated then Director of National Intelligence Joseph McGuire, and he announced this week that Richard Grenell, a Trump loyalist, would replace McGuire. Grenell, you may remember, was the U.S. ambassador to Germany. He's being replaced there. Moscow denied any meddling. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday, the allegations are paranoid reports that unfortunately there will be more and more of as we get closer to the elections in the U.S. Of course, they have nothing to do with the truth. But, comes as no surprise, House Speaker Pelosi tweeted this: American voters should decide Americans' elections, not Vladimir Putin. Oh my gosh. She added that all members of Congress should condemn the president's reported efforts to dismiss threats to the integrity of our democracy and to politicize our intel community. But wait a minute, folks. There's more Russian U.S. election interference underway at the same time. Senator Bernie Sanders on Friday, just a few days ago, acknowledged that U.S. intelligence officials briefed him about Russian attempts to interfere in the Democratic primary race to help his campaign. That was reported by, guess who? The Washington Post. According to the Post, President Trump and congressional lawmakers have also been informed of the Russian attempts. Sanders, in a statement to the press, disavowed the alleged interference from Kremlin to help him win the 2020 election. Bernie said this: I don't care, frankly, who Putin wants to be president. He continued, my message to Putin is clear. Stay out of American elections. And as president, I'll make sure you do. And just one note here. That intelligence leaker said that President Trump had been briefed on the Bernie Sanders Russia connection. According to President Trump, he was never told. He read about it same time you and I heard about it, either in the Washington Post or the New York Times. In 2016, Russia used internet propaganda to sow division in our country. We know that. Buying Facebook ads. And my understanding is they're doing it again in 2020. Some of the ugly stuff on the internet attributed to our campaign, Bernie said, will not be coming from real supporters, he added. They're being blasted for bullying on social media or some of Bolshevik Bernie's followers. Uh-oh. Bernie's made one fatal mistake, folks. He has burst into a significant lead in the Democrat push to win the White House. And Bernie's not the hand-picked Democrat the Democrat Party machine has chosen and anointed to assume the role of the next Barack Obama. So what happens now? Well, the Russians always get involved in whatever election is coming up, don't they? Let's take a quick look back. What happened? The same thing that happens every 4 years, or at least lately it seems that way. There's plenty of history to support the theory of Democrat Party leadership, pulling out the stops to use everything in their arsenal to beat whoever is their chief election nemesis of the day. They used it in 2016. They didn't win the White House for Hillary, but their efforts resulted in a three-year, $40 million investigation of President Trump's campaign because sources said Trump was colluding with Vladimir Putin. He wasn't. Trump won. Are they at it again? Or is Russia a real election tampering threat? Well, let's just simplify this. Let's go way down south. Let's do it the way we in South Louisiana do. Let's break that down, Shaq. Intelligence sources, okay? Intelligence sources briefed members of intelligence committees on methods that Russia used to throw the 2016 election to Trump. That's according to Democrats who were in the room when those briefings were held. And then this. Democrat after Democrat, and even some Republicans, stated again and again, quote, there is uncontroverted proof that Russia attempted to impact the 2016 election. Then, Interim Attorney General Rod Rosenstein informed Congress and the world after a DOJ investigation that, quoting him now, any outside election influence impacted not a single vote in 2016 by Russia or anyone else. Wait a minute. Everybody declared emphatically that the Russians elected Mr. Trump. In evidence, they have proved the Russian meddling gave Trump the win. Well, what did they do about all that? What did their efforts change? How many votes were impacted? And how did Russians change those votes? I'm going to venture a guess here. Russian influence in the 2016 election was twofold. They bought those Facebook ads that ran pro-Trump online ads. They, too, bought Facebook anti-Hillary ads to denigrate the former Secretary of State. Those ads influenced 63 million voters to choose Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton. Do you really think that is a factual statement? Absolutely not. It could change some stories and thoughts and maybe a few votes, but I doubt it. There may be a few Americans that are gullible enough to take a Facebook ad and change a vote for that. I just don't feel that 63 million Americans are dumb. You know what it is? It didn't happen, folks. It did not happen. I've asked and asked for this. Now listen closely. If there have been attempts by Russia or any other foreign country to impact the results of our elections directly, changing votes, messing with votes and voters, Americans should have those facts presented to us, not just to members of Congress. Why is that? Folks, I don't trust many members in Congress because we have history with them. They hide things from the American people. They think we don't deserve information. They think they know better than we do, and so therefore they don't tell us. The intelligence agencies feel it is their job to deal with that information, if it ever happens secretly. It's disingenuous for them to say something's right and not prove it's right to Americans. Until they present evidence proving otherwise, I don't believe any election hacking has taken place. How would that play out anyway? Remember this, there's no national U.S. network system in which federal elections are handled. Election voting is dealt with totally by state operations. No federal system. That means there are systems for each of the 50 states, one for Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and several other territories, but each is separate. No internet connections, no way to coordinate between any of them in any way. Voting methods and even types of voting machines vary from state to state. If Russia was successful at getting into a voting machine, it not being connected to all other machines would fail any election hacking attempt. But there is election coordination. Where does it originate? Who's responsible for that? Who stands to gain if it's even possible to change outcomes of federal elections? You want the rest of the story? Well, anytime in politics you question sources and methods for controversies, you can find the answers pretty easily. Do it this way, from the bottom up. Start at the bottom and work backwards. Assume for a moment Russia really wants to impact U.S. elections. If they're doing so, they must have a purpose. They must have a desired result. The first thought of most Americans is, in 2016, they want Donald Trump to win because he will go easier on Russia than any other candidate. They say the same thing now. In 2016, almost every Democrat preached that Putin was helping Trump beat Hillary because Trump was in Putin's pocket. Their conspiracy has been soundly debunked. No other American president, incidentally, has been tougher on Putin and Russia than has Donald Trump, economically and politically. Now, knowing all of that and knowing how horrible the Russian economy is right now, and it is terrible, why would they want Donald Trump to be president again? Think about it. Trump rebuilt the U.S. military, putting it back in the number one international spot. Putin certainly wouldn't want that to happen again, even get stronger. He and Russia would have been far better with Hillary at the helm. She would have continued Obama's track of defanging our military. For the 2020 election, would Putin build a platform under Bernie Sanders? That seems more likely than a platform for Trump for the same reasons as that 2016 picture I just painted for you. Not because Bernie would do Russia any good, but because Trump, who is so tough on Russia, wouldn't be able to do anything further to hurt them if Bernie won the race. My conclusion, other than the same social media ad campaigns by Russia in 2016's election, Russia's not helping Bernie or Donald in 2020. So what are the facts about all this? Well, now in the open marketplace, we have both conspiracy theories out there at the same time. So what's happening regarding election interference by Russia? Russia doesn't care who wins the 2020 election in the U.S. They just want confusion in the U.S. electorate that causes distrust in the U.S. election system. Think about it. If the Russians can cause Americans to no longer trust the fidelity of our election system, Americans will always question if who in the White House was truly elected. Trust in leadership is something Vladimir Putin never experienced from the Russian people. They don't trust him, and justifiably so. He knows how tough it is to govern with that cloud of doubt always over his head. He licks his chops to think of the chaos in our republic that Americans just thought we controlled. Anytime we think there's cheating in a U.S. election, Russia wins. The bottom line in all this is we don't know if any nation is after our election process, other than for typical reasons that have existed for decades. Nor do we know who is doing it, if it is even happening. We're pretty sure China's doing it, pretty sure Russia's doing it. But you know what? They may know at the NSA, they may know at the FBI, they may know at the CIA, but they're not sharing it with me or you. So they're leaving this big cloud of doubt out there. And the mainstream bureaucratic government people in the intelligence agencies, they like that cloud of uncertainty being out there. You know why? is pretty much all against Donald Trump. They're sowing seeds of question about Donald Trump without even saying a word. What else might be happening? Well, there's only one unanswered question in this puzzle. Why then would these stories be leaked in 2016 and again in 2020 if there's no real opportunity for anyone to hack our election system? Answer? Someone definitely does stand to win and stands to win big, no matter who wins or who loses the 2020 presidential election. You know who that is? I do, and I'll share it with you right after this from Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
The truth, straight, no chaser. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Hi, I'm David Peter Moss. Can I have just a moment of your time? You know, I've known Dan Newman for more than 30 years. And when he came to me 2 years ago to put together a network to bring honest discussion to the political landscape, I had no idea it would take off as it has. In only 2 years, Dan has taken his analysis and commentary from a small local following to a ready and engaged audience on every continent in every major capital, to the point it's required listening at major universities around the world. Dan has been called the most important conservative voice in American politics, and this is not just water cooler backslapping in-house. This from the Political Science Department at the University of Moscow. Now think about that. We all know conservative voices are shunned in the U.S., even silenced, and worse. But for one of our political enemies to make this bold statement says that Dan is onto something he's sharing with the worldwide audience. And what he's sharing is the truth. I'd personally like to thank you for your support of this vital mission in getting the truth into minds of citizens around the globe, no matter the cost, no matter the obstacles. And when we talk about our network, we're not talking about us. We're talking about you. You are the Truth News Network, and we couldn't have gotten this far without you. Thank you for your support.
This is TNN. The Truth News Network.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price, guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
So the left has the squad. There isn't enough beer to hold to watch what happens next. You are the army of truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
And so what is going to happen next? Well, as I promised, I'm going to tell you who's really in this fight to throw all of this confusion in, accusing the Russians of helping both President Trump and Bernie Sanders in the 2020 election run. Besides the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, who stands to win the most? The chaos culprits. So who are the chaos culprits? Well, who needs chaos in elections as much as, drumroll, the U.S. media? Look at what happened before, during, and since the 26th election of Donald Trump. The lamestream media have had a field day in the news. Hardly a day goes by in which they are not lambasting President Trump or someone else in his administration. There is a Trump story of the day every day, and those stories are always negative. So, what could be better for the media than to have the ability to sow seeds of contempt to drive a wedge of political divisiveness between conservatives and liberals? That gives mediocre networks and newspapers fuel for stories that might return them, maybe return them, to whatever glory and reporting they held before Obama came to D.C. They have no credibility now, folks, and they need credibility to survive. We previously revealed the private news website operated by a group of major liberal news journalists that can be accessed by only other journalists. They have coordinated on that website news stories for years. An everyday leaked tidbit of Russia news locks in readers, listeners, and viewers. Everybody's got to find out what Trump's really doing. What are the Russians doing today? With that comes ratings. Ratings that consistently surpass any they've had in the past. Folks, in the last 4 years, MSNBC and CNN, the broadcast news networks, they're nothing without Donald Trump in the news. They've made tens of millions, probably hundreds of millions of dollars. What's their objective? Of course, it's money. But not only money, control of what people think about the U.S. political system. That may be the most critical result of all. Think about it. If the media could convince you and me, a majority of us, something that is not true is true, it makes it easier to sell to us that something is evil when it isn't evil. Those conspiracy thoughts grow. And with that growing audience comes the windfalls of larger audiences, along with money, respect, and power over Americans. Information begets power. And I'm going to say something a little edgy. Here's what they think, folks. Screw the truth. It doesn't matter to them. Hitler knew that. Stalin knew that. Mussolini knew that. Mao knew that. Democrats know that. And Vladimir Putin certainly knows that. I'll end the day with this. Do you know who in the U.S., besides media moguls, knows that? Guess. His initials are DT. He flies in Air Force One. Donald Trump knows it. He's a media genius. And he knows how to use it to his benefit. Am I the only one to ever consider this scenario as the obvious explanation for why U.S. intelligence specialists would, in the same week, report to the president that Russia was tampering with the 2020 election for his benefit, and during the same week tell Bernie Sanders the Russians were tampering on his behalf? Surely you've thought of that, folks. Puzzle it through with me. It certainly makes 2 + 2 = 4 in this case. A plausible conclusion. Now you're going to question the media every time you hear a story about either Bernie Sanders that's marginally positive and marginally negative or just plain negative. Same thing about President Trump. You're going to be wondering, is that real or did they just put it together to try to fool us? And that's good. Think it through. That way you'll weigh what you hear and what you read and what you see based on facts, not based on any kind of conjecture that they throw out there to try to fool you. What we do here is we give you facts. We tell you when they're factual. We tell you when they're opinion. What I just told you is my opinion, but it's based on facts. I know some of you are going to be upset with me because I kept you out there on the cliff. I guess we can call this one today the cliffhanger. But I got you thinking, and that's what it's all about. Thanks for being here. We've got a big week in front of us. You're starting it off right, just like you did, at Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org. See you soon. So long, everybody.
Read all about it. Hear the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.